This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker show here on Channel Radio in association with Biz Radio. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jill Serkin.
Hello.
Hello. That was breathy.
Yeah, I was just smacking my lips reading. It was a very, very busy Twitter. Actually, I've had a little tweet from someone that follows me.
Well, that's Andy.
And I've lost him now. This is your Whitstable Produce Store. Did I read about? No, I didn't.
No, you didn't.
So they tweeted me this morning, and you, of course, Paul Andrews. They said, so yesterday, just as we were talking about our soup, Whitstable Pearl, they call me.
Isn't that a book and a television program, yeah, by Julie Wassermann
on Acorn
Antiques?
Shannon, yeah, I was going to say that. You'll be talking about Crossroads, isn't
it?
Yeah. Where all the scenery shakes. Yeah, yeah, but they've called me Whitstable Pearl, which I thought was lovely. And they said, just as we were talking about our soup, Whitstable Pearl, Jules Serkin, was talking about our soup. Knowing our customers is another reason why we love being an independent business. Thank you, Jules, and love the Greyhound too. So I popped in and had some of their soup with my new husband at the weekend. We walked into Whitstable and walked home with some flowers.
Stayed at home.
He had a chicken stew, since you asked, and I'm trying to get a word in,
but you're not letting me.
I had sweet potato.
Good. Yeah. Well, I was trying to say that I recommended Whitstable produce to someone today.
Oh, who?
I'm not telling you, because it's a surprise.
Oh.
Not for you.
Is someone going down there?
No. It's somebody wants... No, it will ruin it. So somebody asked me to recommend somebody, and I recommended Whitstable produce.
Oh, how lovely. To buy things?
To buy things from, yeah. And I'll tell you why.
They have amazing jam made by Kelly, who's in Herne Bay. Mm-hmm. Absolutely delicious jam.
Right.
Very nice.
I've had a tweet from FSB Insurance Services, and they say, we'd love a shout out on the Business Bunker show, Paul. Is your business at risk of flooding? Think it won't happen to you? There are currently 11 Met Office warnings about flooding. Check your insurance cover for everything you need. Call us today on 020-383-7976. That's 020-383-7976. Or follow them on the Twitter, FSB INS Service. FSB Insurance Services. FSB INS Service is their Twitter handle. My office in Maidstone is in a floodplain. It's just far enough up from the river that when it breaks its banks, the water laps over our front step.
No, you're not good. You got sandbags.
And we got sandbags.
Was it just the way you were?
But it's quite nasty down there, because the underpass and everything fills right up to the roof with water.
Well, do you remember old Harry Covert, who was my co-presenter on the Superior
show? Oh, his house
show
at Yalding, yeah.
Yalding, like every year. I mean, yeah, water up to there. I sent South East Water or Southern Water, I always forget who does our sewage, but I sent them a picture of this drain that always overflows onto the beach where I walk on the promenade.
Yeah.
And it's just bubbling out. And the sewage, of course, going in the rivers is...
Yeah, they're not very popular at the moment, are they?
They're not. It is. Do you see all the pictures of the dead fish?
Yeah.
I mean, what? It's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
Stepping into the ropery, I don't know what the ropery is, at Chatham's historic dockyard.
The
what
ropery,
is it?
The
museum of ropes.
No, it's not a museum. It's a working rope makers.
Oh, really?
If you read the email, you'll find out.
Well, I will. So stepping into the ropery at Chatham's historic dockyard is like stepping back in time. Little has changed in its 400-year history. The same techniques are used now as they were when the ropery helped to build the iconic HMS Victory. But the ropery is very much moving with the times. It has to, so it can survive. The rope made at Chatham was once used to rig some of Britain's most important Navy vessels that mastered the world's oceans, including Nelson's Victory.
Hey, we need some of that now, don't we? They've started again, haven't they? They're coming it again. Oh. We need to get a boat over there.
Yeah, we do. But with the modern rope now taking its place in the shipping industry, the team must find other ways to make sure the tradition doesn't die out. What is modern rope then? Just plastic or nylon or something? I'm sure somebody
Fairly
will tell
much.
Me.
No, I don't.
What is made at the ropery is now used for everything from theatre rigging to sports equipment. There you go. With many of the products made specifically for each customer, the team can supply bespoke products for the building trade, for gardens and outdoor projects such as borders, climbing frames and swings, as well as traditional marine ropes for moorings and rigging on cruise ships, yachts and ferries. So that's Chatham's Historic Dockyard. Wow, who knew they had a ropery?
Absolutely.
It's yeah. a really good day, yeah.
You've been, have you?
Yeah.
Well, I must go.
You should.
Have they got a cafe there and everything?
Yeah, you get to go on a submarine.
Oh, really?
Under a submarine.
Ship. What are you chewing, Al?
A mint.
Okay. With a hole in it?
No.
Other brands are available. A firm which helped... Go on. I interrupted you.
Yeah, well, I wanted to do this because Tenterton Chamber...
Go on, you're on a roll.
No, that would be Marmite. Tenterton Chamber tweeted, I was just going to read the tweet out, saying, could we give a shout out for the Tenterton Light Trail? So I thought, rather than just a shout out, I'll give you the whole spiel.
Spiel. Go on then.
It's the Tenterton Light Trail. And they're planning a new four-day light installation trail designed to offer local community and visitors a safe, interactive experience to come together at events in 2022. Yeah. Located at key sites along Tenterton High Street, the trail is designed to create a fun experience, encouraging all who visit to walk the full length of the high street and to showcase all the great independent businesses that are there. And each part of the community will be providing a light experience. Yeah, so there's 300 local primary school children have produced a light trail for the schools. Local businesses have produced one, residents have produced one, and the visitors site are producing one. But they need to raise money for it, so they've got a crowdfunder for it. And their crowdfunder can be found at spacehive.com/Tenterton Light Trail. Now, bearing in mind, this is for Christmas, but for Christmas 2022, yeah? So they're raising money for that to get it done and installed by them. So spacehive.com/Tenterton Light Trail if you'd like to donate. You can follow them on Twitter at Xmas in Tenterton, on Instagram, Christmas in Tenterton, and Facebook is Christmas in Tenterton. Give them a follow, find out all about it.
I would love to know about Chatham Dockyard, because I've gone on what I think is their Twitter, because the lovely Athelbrae folks have tweeted them, and at Chatham Dockyard, Y-A-R, where they haven't got space, and there's just an egg picture and nothing, and no followers, and no. So I wonder if that's real or whether somebody set it up and then never did anything.
It could be. The thing about the dockyard there is there's lots of different elements to it, isn't there? Because it's actually been converted into offices, so there's dozens of businesses there. The University of Kent are there, University of Greenwich are there, and then you've got the rope makers and the flag loft and all kinds of things there.
Men in uniform?
There's probably some...
Couple of sailors?
There's probably some security guards with hard hats.
yeah, works for me.
Athelbrae have tweeted, got a business in Kent, got a product or service you'd like to publicise, Business Bunker Show will share your details. We will.
Well, they've
the Kent community. Hold on, I haven't finished yet.
Carry on.
Thank you. And get your message out there. Always topical guests and informative interviews. Get in touch with Vanilla Webb and Jill Serkin for a shout-out.
Because they've also said, Athelbrae, so they're obviously listening avidly. They say the children still talk about taking part in the ropery at Chatham Dockyard. Great fun for all the family and an excellent example of living history. So what a great way to teach kids as well. They're an award-winning training and coaching. You'll find them on Athelbrae, B-R-A-E Limited on the Twitter, and they're working in partnership with you to develop your staff, and it's Keith, Kate, Fran and the team, and they're supporting all sectors in all regions of the UK. So they might work well with Richard Turner.
Yeah. Tracy Ferguson has tweeted again, enjoyed the conversation with Richard. Interesting end to the conversation on generational attitudes to health and well-being and fitness. We often stop moving, and this isn't always the elderly. I see this with younger people too. Finding a way to move more, which feels right, is so important.
Mm.
Absolutely.
I agree. Now Tracy has found the correct Twitter handle. Being very diligent, it's at Dockyard Chatham. So I reckon somebody set up another one ages ago and forgot the password. password and everything, and they've got at Dockyard Chatham. Thank you, Tracy.
Casey K9 has said, how about a shout out for a greyhound still waiting to meet the object of his affections?
Yeah, well, my Darcy would love to meet Casey K9, and I think we're going to meet up in probably a pub or something.
That sounds about right. Yeah,
of course, with lunch.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and we have to take a little bedding for them because greyhounds are quite bony.
Are they?
And they lie down,
I've never eaten one, so I don't know.
Got great thighs. A firm which helped build the Large Hadron Collider. What's a collider?
It's a Hadron Collider.
What is it? A plane?
No. It was a thing that they built at CERN in Switzerland to smash two atoms into their smallest components.
Oh, you've completely lost me.
Well, it was the what was it? The Boson.
Dan Brown's film.
Mm.
I can't remember what
whose film was it?
Dan Brown's book, wasn't it?
Okay.
Yeah. The Higgs boson, that was it. They were trying to produce the Higgs boson particle by sending an Hadron Collider, was like a 5-mile tube that rocketed an atom at something and smashed it into its Higgs boson particles.
Are you?
Don't you know nothing?
Are you Japanese? I haven't understood one word of what you've just said. Anyway, I'll have to look it up. But the Large Hadron Collider has invested more than £500,000 in state-of-the-art...
It's not like a pina colada.
That would be nice. In state-of-the-art equipment, it believes will deliver double that in new sales. HV Wooding, which employs 90 staff at its manufacturing facility in Hythe. How nice have we got a manufacturing facility? It'd be nice if they made toilets, wouldn't it? Has taken delivery of a new laser cutting machine to help it cope with increasing demand. The firm, one of the UK's leading suppliers of specialist metal components, says the new gear, a Trumpf True Laser 3030, that's T-R-U-M-P, like him in America, but with a F on the end, with an F. So it's a Trumpf True Laser 3030.
So it's not a former president of the United States.
No. Will help it ramp up the production of components used in electric vehicles. Yeah, well.
Looking forward to lunch in a pub with Darcy soon. Love,
yeah,
Casey.
I will.
There you go. Unrequited greyhound love we got here.
Yeah, you should have a greyhound.
No, I shouldn't.
You've got the land for it.
No, I don't want a greyhound.
And a few ducks.
Yeah.
Firms across Kent and Medway can now apply for interest-free loans of up to £500,000 to help the county's economic recovery. Kent County Council is offering a total of £8 million to help small and medium-sized firms develop new lines and services and invest in machinery and premises and create more jobs. So the Kent Medway Business Fund will offer loans of between £100,000 to £500,000. Funding the loans comes from the repayment of previous KCC loans under a similar scheme started in 2017. You can find more by going to www.kent.gov.uk with a little slash business loans, or on kentbusinessradio.co.uk. That's a loan. Try and find out about it to help your business.
Fantastic. Do you know what?
Time to talk to people.
I think it's time to talk to our other guests, don't
you? They know about colliders and atoms.
Totally into physics.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a pleasure to welcome back onto the Business Bunker show the lovely Elle and Linda Cloak of We Do Social Media. Ladies, good afternoon. Welcome back to the show. Thank you for sitting patiently through all that nonsense that she goes on about. It is appreciated, and we are down a microphone at the moment, so the ladies are sharing intimately a microphone and one set of headphones. But bring us up to date. The last time you were on, you were telling us all about social media, so give us a little bit of an overview of We Do Social Media. But then you had big plans about things you were rolling out, which I think you've now done, and that's why we've got you back to talk about the social media gym and the social media workouts and all the other things that you're doing.
Okay, so the workouts are still running.
Yep.
And they're running every other Wednesday.
Right.
And actually Richard comes to them.
Do you?
I do. We still manage for clients, so clients who haven't got the time to do it themselves, we still manage for them.
Yeah.
The social media gym is actually launching in 2 weeks on the 15th of November.
Okay, cool.
So Elle has her head down.
Right.
Building lots of resources. We've been doing lots of scripts and lots of filming days. And yeah, really exciting stuff.
Okay, so let's kind of unravel this. First of all, tell us what Social Media Workouts is all about.
So the Social Media Workouts is to help. So what we do is we spotlight on someone's post. So we spotlighted, funnily enough, on Richard's post last week, Richard.
Yes, correct.
Yep. And so we spotlight on it and say what we believe they could do better. So could they improve?
So you've taken a post he's put like on Instagram or LinkedIn or Facebook or
on LinkedIn.
Is it always on LinkedIn?
It's on LinkedIn for Richard. Yeah, that's why he's a member.
Okay. Okay, but let's explore this. So if I came along, I'm on LinkedIn, but I don't hate it. I just think it's useless for me. It doesn't do anything for me. My partner Amanda, she puts something on LinkedIn, she gets 8,000 views. I put something really, really important on LinkedIn, I get 2.
Yeah, but isn't hers a picture of a beautiful horse?
No, not necessarily. It's normally a picture of her and she's beautiful, but you know, I put something interesting on there and nobody reads it and nobody looks at it. Anyway, so is it always LinkedIn or is that just because that suits Richard?
It's LinkedIn. LinkedIn. It's mainly LinkedIn. We did start doing Instagram, didn't we?
Yeah, a long time ago.
Okay, so that's fair enough. I mean, LinkedIn is an important platform and I'm not, you know, saying it isn't. I'm just saying it doesn't work for me. But then maybe I need to do social media workouts to find out how to make it work for me.
Absolutely. You need a strategy.
Yeah. Cool. So, sorry, I interrupted. So, you take a post that Richard has recently put on LinkedIn and what?
So, we spotlight on it. So, what we do is we look at the content. Yeah. He's asked questions. We might say, might that question be better at the top of the post?
Right.
So, the positioning. So, a lot of the time, obviously, people have been posted on there for a long time.
Yeah.
So, the posts are very good, but it's just maybe the position of where they put the content of the post.
There's a lot of stuff about that, isn't there? About where you put hashtags in a thing and how you write the headline and all that kind of stuff.
I think that's what I hate about LinkedIn, all the hashtags. Hashtag.
No, but it's
and the same with Insta.
It's the same. No, well, it's the same across all social media platforms, isn't it?
Yeah, but Twitter, you don't really, you're not supposed to use more than 3.
Yeah, yeah.
The same as LinkedIn now, though.
Yeah.
LinkedIn
really?
Is between 4 and 10.
Is it? Yeah. Yeah, but it's the 10 that gets me.
Different things you read give you different.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, exactly.
But the thing is, it's all about, you know, how you, as you said, Linda, it's how you position what you put, and that can change as well. You know, some things work one way around and other things work the other way around, if you see what I mean.
Well, with the social media workouts, what happens is once everyone's actually done that and we spotlighted on somebody's posts, then what happens is that we go in and engage with those people's posts. So Richard might say, this is the type of engagement I'm looking for, and we go in and we would engage with his post. So then it does get seen by more people. So if I go in and I comment on Richard's post, it would be seen by my audience, and the same with the other 15, 20 people that are in the workouts. Right. They'll see it and then they'll engage with it, and it just makes sure more people see it.
Okay.
It's a lot more engagement. But, you know, really, the social media gym is so much more than that, and it's going to help businesses, small to medium-sized businesses, and even larger businesses. We were talking about certain banks today that have got marketing departments. So, but Elle really is the brains behind this, so I'm going to let her tell you all about the social media gym.
So, Elle,
baby.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And you've been working on this for a while, I know, and you've been working very hard on it, and it's about to launch on the 15th of November, you say?
Yeah.
Okay, so give us an overview of what the social media gym is all about.
Nicely put, it's just an online community.
Right.
You know, last time we were talking about community, pretty much every sentence we said, it's built around community to learn social media and other marketing skills.
Right.
But that said, one of the main parts of the social media gym is that we have personal trainers, and they all provide value of their expertise. So as much as we do digital marketing, like, health is important as well. So then we have Richard as a well-being PT to make sure people are well looked after outside of the digital remit. Or we have an SEO PT making sure their websites are fully optimized, whether graphic design, videography, photography. So they're all providing their expertise as well. So we've built our own little business community to be able to provide solid expertise.
So would it be fair to say that you've got a larger community divided into smaller communities specialising in each area?
Yeah, so everyone can get solid advice.
Yeah. So it's a bit like a community high street. You've got lots of different shops that do different things, but the whole is bigger than the parts, if you see what I mean.
Yeah, and people spend so much money these days doing marketing that doesn't work.
Yeah.
They either try and do it for themselves and they think, oh, this was a waste of time, or they hire a marketing company that just does them over.
I've met a few of those. Yes. In my time. You know, it is one of the problems, isn't it, nowadays, that we see so much stuff talking about marketing. And so many people push different things depending on their expertise, really. So for instance, I get inundated with people who go, video, you need video, you need video. And I go, no, I don't. And they go, but video works. I go, no, it doesn't. And they go, yeah, it does. And I go, no, it doesn't work for me, because what I'm trying to achieve with my marketing is click-throughs, and video doesn't produce click-throughs. And they go, oh, yeah. So that's the point, really, isn't it? It's about having a plan.
Yep. So one of the first things someone will do is, there's online courses as well, on demand, and you'll go and build your social media strategy.
Yeah.
And you decide from there what your goal is.
Exactly.
And you would go on, so you know yours is Twitter, and that's where you want to focus.
Mm.
So you'd go on to the Twitter training, and you would pick the goal that you want to achieve.
Yeah.
Funnily enough, we're actually launching Twitter next year. We've currently got LinkedIn, Instagram, and Facebook.
Yeah, I mean, for me, I'm different to everybody else, but I have I have a very definite strategy about what my social media in general is trying to produce. What I'm trying to produce is click through to a website. That's it. I'm not trying to sell anything. I'm not trying to, you know, push any product or service. I just want people to click links through to my website. I beg your pardon?
Sorry,
was that your phone?
No, it's them.
Right.
You know, I put little videos out during the show.
Okay.
You'll see it on your Twitter.
She's blamed you. It was her. I know it was her.
It's a video. Yeah. It's them talking.
But you put it out. You interrupted me with it. but you're absolutely right, Elle. It's about knowing what your strategy is, because unless you know what you're trying to achieve, anything you do may or may not work. You know, it could be hit and miss. But you have to know what you want and what you're trying to get. Yeah.
Yeah. You said it.
Absolutely. So you have a number of modules ready at the moment for on-demand training, and you're working on more. Run through some of the modules that you've got already.
So we've got an overall course on how to build your overall strategy.
Right.
And then we've got different strategies that are on LinkedIn, Instagram, and Facebook.
Right.
And then the other online videos, we've got 11 PTs overall.
Right.
So there'll be 11 new videos uploaded every month as well. And then next year, we're bringing on how to build a sales funnel, and PTs will be offering their training courses too.
Okay. So you literally are bringing together a community that's growing its own community, as it were. Yeah. I love it. I you girls have been so innovative about this. You know, that you see so many social media companies that basically just go, you know, we'll tweet or Facebook for you, give us something and we'll post it, and that's not really very helpful at all. It's just posting stuff, isn't it?
No, I mean, what I'm really excited for next year is that we're going to start 8-week challenges.
Right.
And before they launch, we're going to start up squads, so all members can have a member, like they'll be in their own squad, so they're accountable to a team. They meet more business owners in Kent.
So basically, hold on, let me make sure I've got this in my head around all of this, because you're doing a lot of different stuff here. Yeah, no, it's brilliant, and it's absolutely brilliant. So basically, what you're doing is part marketing, digital marketing, and part networking, really.
Yes. So there's some of the things that Elle's actually putting together is there'll be squads on WhatsApp.
Right.
So the squads on WhatsApp will be people will be in there. So say Richard chose to be a leader of one squad.
Yeah.
And there'd be 9 other people in the squad, and they would be in there, and they would give themselves little challenges. And it might be, right, how many posts? You said you was going to do this many posts on LinkedIn this week. Have you done that?
Right.
So it's making sure they're accountable to each other, and it's putting them in the challenges that Elle said about. Be different challenge each week, so some would be really good fun. So it's putting the squads against each other, so like Richard might be against L squad, which would be really, really interesting.
Well, I wouldn't have a squad, but
sure.
Always win.
So it would be, you know, it's a bit of competition going on there as well. Which is really good. The other thing that I like that L's been doing is the resources. So some people can't learn by maybe watching a video, so Elle was doing workbooks for them to be able to work from the workbooks from. They've got calendars, to help them with content. Everything is really to do with social media, mindset, health, SEO. It's all to do with helping your social media.
Okay. You launch on the 15th of November, but it sounds like you've got a program that's rolling out over the next few months and years even.
I'll be doing this for the long haul.
Yeah.
People will continually get value.
One of the many things I like about this, of course, is it's self-sustaining as well, because you're bringing in other, what you've called personal trainers, PTs, to do different things, and they're bringing their own content to it as well eventually. So you're growing this community via collaboration and mutual support as well.
That's what it's all about for me. It's always been one of my core values, is bringing in the community. I'm bringing in more PTs next year. We've already got a voiceover and PR lined up.
Right.
It's just going to continue to grow. And I'm looking at it from two angles. The members have got the community of people helping them and each other. But then the PTs, you know, someone realises, actually, I need more help with my SEO here. I don't really want to do it myself. They know a reliable person they can go to that's not going to do them over. It's just a win-win.
Well, this again, like so many technical things, isn't it, is one of the struggles for small businesses is they know they need to engage digitally. They know they need to use tools and apps and social media and stuff like that. And they see loads of people going, we can help you do that. But they don't know what they're buying. Yeah, they just don't know what they're getting. They don't know whether, you know, whoever's offered this to them knows what they're talking about or not. You know, because there's no real way of telling where someone knows their... But, you know, if you don't know, how do you interview someone to find out if they know? You know, you don't know what to ask them even, do you? So again, one of the things I love about this is you've got this whole community, yeah. So it's not just one person or one organisation they're asking. They're asking many, many, many that have experienced it as well. Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. I can't wait. It's really exciting.
And all power to you. And I know you've worked really hard on this, and I love the concept of it.
I think one of the things with it, Paul, as well, is it really is going to help small businesses, because a lot of people, especially with what's happened with Corona, they haven't got the budget. Although they maybe want to ask someone else, they are doing the sort of hours you're doing and we're doing. So they're doing long days to get their business off the ground. And what this will do is it will really help them to be able to learn how to do it themselves.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, the way the business started was because I didn't know how to do it for my business. And, you know, if this had been around when I had started, obviously I wouldn't have started the business, but it would have been perfect for me.
Yeah.
Because it would have shown me how to engage with my target audience. And that's what a lot of people, they just don't know how to make the most of or how to do it.
Yeah.
And that's really what you've got to be able to
do. And you can waste an awful lot of time getting that wrong as well, you know, just scattergunning stuff that takes an awful lot of time to do but doesn't actually produce any results.
That's right, and the strategies that have been put together give people different choices. That's the beauty of it. And the great thing is as well is that they can dip in and out. So if they're really busy 1 month, they haven't got to worry. They can go back and watch things. We are going to be doing a monthly health check where we look at the analytics. So they'll even be able to see the improvement in their social media through looking on the health checks. So there's lots of things to help them along the way, and they can measure it, which is really good.
Yep.
So a lot of companies that maybe offer management, we do reports, but maybe some companies, not all companies, will give them reports.
Right.
So they may not know how well they're doing.
Absolutely, yeah. We have tools that people can use, and you know, they bandy about like Google Analytics and StatCounter and all kinds of things. But again, you know, you can use those tools. I mean, I use some of those tools and I look at the reports and I think, I don't understand what on earth that's telling me. I don't know what, you know, it's meaningless to me. And I read the report for half an hour and at the end of it, I still don't know any more than I started with.
If it's going up, then you're doing something right.
Yeah. Main thing. Exactly, yeah. But also, having said that, you know, it's how it does fit in with your strategy, as you said, you know, because you can see a lot of this stuff. But sometimes it takes another person to go, well, is that what you were trying to do? No, I just like the numbers.
And that's the thing, a lot of people, because there's still people that aren't even on social media. So yeah, I was speaking to a company today, very big company actually, and they've got no social media. And the lady that I was speaking to actually said, I look at the website and I'm even bored with it.
Yeah.
And I said to her, well, you know, she said, but we're looking for more work. And I said, well, if you're looking for more work, you need to put in a strategy where you are maybe looking at other ways of selling.
Yep.
And social media is one of those. Plus, we can't get away from it. It's the future.
Yep.
And so people need to be on it, really.
Absolutely.
There's no getting away from it, is it? It's not going to cut off one day.
No, but you're absolutely right. You know, some of us are, not you lot, but some of us are well old. And we remember, you know, we remember how things happened in the past in terms of marketing. One, the platforms that you used in back in the day were newspapers, TV and radio.
Mm.
Okay. And you used those platforms because they were the only ones that had an audience in any kind of number. But back then, it was just potluck. Yeah, you took a very expensive ad. I mean, I've advertised on TV until about 5 years ago. And you're spending 20 grand a month with a TV advert on Sky, yeah, because Sky, you know, had a few million viewers. But you had no, you know, there was no demographic to it. It was whoever happened to be watching Sky at the time your ad came on, yeah. So it was all about throwing big numbers at things and hoping some of it stuck. With social media and internet marketing in general, you know, like Google AdWords or whatever, you can have much more highly targeted marketing at a fraction of the cost with bigger numbers. But you've got to have your strategy right. Whereas in the old days, it was just blop, have that, and see what happened. Now it's doable by much smaller companies, but you've got to think about it.
It is, and some businesses are just looking for leads.
Yeah.
As they maybe would have been in the newspaper, but some businesses are looking for brand awareness,
yep.
Particularly the bigger businesses,
yep.
Because they'll just get business just by brand awareness.
Yep, absolutely.
So they may be looking at that for a strategy.
Mm.
So there's lots of different things that people are looking for, lots of different results they're looking for. Some people might just use it for advertising for staff. That's what LinkedIn, you know, that initially that's what it was, although a lot of business is being done on there now.
Yeah.
Initially, that was what it was for.
Yeah, LinkedIn thought they were a job board, didn't they?
They did.
Yeah.
We're talking to a man who knows here.
This is, again, the problem with some of the social media platforms don't actually understand what it is they're doing, you know. And LinkedIn's a classic example of that. They thought they were a job board. Of course, it's a great place to headhunt people. With various levels of expertise, but the vast majority of the job market is things at a lower level, if you see what I mean, you know, in hospitality, in care work, in construction, and those people, and driving, you know, we've just seen the last few months about shortages of drivers, those kind of things don't happen on LinkedIn, you know, you need a proper job board.
No, they're going to be doing, they're just relaunching one for freelancers, aren't they?
Yeah,
they're just going to be relaunching that. So that is what they're looking for. But that actually put a lot of people off going on LinkedIn,
yeah.
You know, because they just felt that they were just going to be job hunted.
Yeah, well that was, you know, I mean, it was stupidly the amount of people that would try and contact me and go, oh, I've got a perfect job for you. Oh, don't be stupid. Just don't be stupid.
But it has changed now. Yeah. And a lot of people do get a lot of business from LinkedIn.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And it should be a great platform for that, because it's one of the things that bothers me about LinkedIn, just while we're talking about it, is it's people start to try and use it like Facebook, and I wish they really wouldn't. You know, so I don't think that LinkedIn should do all this. Oh, it's, you know, it's Richard's birthday on Thursday. Say happy birthday to Richard. I'm pleased that it's his birthday, and I would happily wish him happy birthday on Facebook. But I don't think LinkedIn's the right platform for that. You know, and I don't want to make it more like Facebook. Yeah, it's got its own awareness and its own branding, and it should stick with that rather than try to be something that it isn't.
Well, what I do with that is I would say thank you to someone, and I would see it as an opportunity to be in contact with them.
Mm.
So the thing is that a lot of people forget, especially when they've got a lot of followers. So I've got 6,300 connections on LinkedIn.
Yeah.
So, you know, staying in contact with all of those is...
Yeah.
is difficult, and people who are reaching out to me, as far as I'm concerned, they're doing it by saying happy birthday, Lynn.
I run a group on LinkedIn imaginatively called Kent. It took me ages to think of that. It really did. And we got 7,500 businesses in there. But one of the problems with LinkedIn is they keep going, oh, we're going to do away with groups. Oh, no, we're not. And then we're going to, and it becomes a side issue, and you can't always find the groups easily for a while, and then they bring it back, and then they take it away again. Anyway, I'm not knocking LinkedIn, because they've worked with me closely on some other stuff that we're doing, but in general, you're right. You know, the whole thing about social media is all the platforms combined are where it's at now. You know, if you're talking about advertising, you're talking about sales lead, you're talking about marketing, you're talking about brand awareness, then you should be talking about social media.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And the social media gym is a very affordable, you know, it's definitely value, isn't it?
Yeah.
For businesses.
So, we're kind of fast running out of time, and you know, it's great talking about these things, and fascinating and interesting. If people want to find out, we'll do the website shout out in a minute, but in general, how does one sign up to participate in both the workouts and the gym? Are you going to keep doing the workouts once the gym has launched, or is that going to merge into the same thing?
We're going to find a way of integrating it and making sure.
Yeah, which makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah, is that's how it was designed originally. Yeah. We just flipped on its head a bit. But just go to our website, wedosocialmedia.co.uk, and you can find everything there.
Fantastic. And when we sign up, is there a sign up cost involved, or how does it work?
Yeah, we're doing a pre order discount at the minute, so you get 2 months free if you sign up for an annual membership, which is 3, 4, 8, 30 pence.
Right.
Monthly it's 34.80.
Right, okay. Yeah. So very affordable.
Yes, it's like £1,000 worth of content a month, so
Yeah. Incredibly good. Affordable. Linda, thank you so much for talking to us about it. It's fantastic what you're doing. You're so innovative, and you've done so many innovative things over the last couple of years. Really blown away by it. And we wish you continued success. I know it's been successful so far, and you grow your success. Give us another shout out, Elle, for the website again.
Thank you. WeDoSocialMedia.co.uk.
Fantastic. Not only is there a link on the website, there's actually a dirty great big logo on our homepage as well, so you can click on that if you can't find it. Thank you so much for that, ladies. It's great talking to you as always. We look forward to your next visit to the Business Bunker Show. But for the moment, Linda and Elle, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Right, we've not got long left, and we've got loads to cover. And what I want to do now, Jules Serkin.
FSB, uninterrupted.
I want to do an uninterrupted FSB news, so she'll interrupt straight away.
No, I'll have a ginger root while you're doing it.
A ginger root?
I've got ginger root here, haven't I? Always bring it. Look at him, he's perked up immediately.
No, I thought you meant the ginger biscuits.
No, I have a ginger root. Do you want one?
Show me what they are. Oh, those things, crystallised ginger.
I usually throw you one. You like them.
She throws them at me when I'm speaking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can save it for later.
Oh, thank you.
You carry on. You read about the FSB.
Okay.
The Federation of Small Businesses News Roundup. Offering advice and guidance for small businesses and the self-employed.
Can you talk with a ginger root in your mouth?
See, she interrupted. She interrupted straight away. Entries are now open for the Celebrating Small Business Awards 2022. We're celebrating the achievements, successes and resilience of small businesses and self-employed across the UK, and you're invited. Whether you're shortlisted for one of 12 local awards or make it all the way to the spectacular UK final, it's time to put your business in the spotlight and show us what you're made of. It's free to enter, so what are you waiting for? www.fsbawards.co.uk to nominate your business for a regional, local or national award. The FSB, Kent and Medway are delighted to support the Kent Business Summit 2022. This will be held on the 14th of January next year, bringing together some 300 businesses, key policymakers and leading academics. The fifth annual summit has a clear emphasis on business opportunity and sustainability, with the latest news from key projects alongside expert keynote speakers. So far, the confirmed speakers include leaders from Kent County Council, Medway Council and the Bank of England, providing up-to-the-minute overviews of your key regional activity and economic insights. This is a fantastic event. I've been to the previous four events. It is one of my favourite things. It takes place at the University of Kent at Canterbury. You can find out more about it and book your place by going to kentbusinessradio.co.uk/FSB and you will find it there on the events page. And we look forward to seeing you there on the 14th of January next year. I'm going to tell you about some events that are coming up. At the end of it, I'm going to give you the link for booking all of them or any of them or some of them. There's a Q&A breakfast meeting with Sir Roger Gale MP, who is the MP for North Thanet, taking place this Friday, the 5th of November. Fireworks, eh? 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. This will be a great opportunity to hear more about his priorities for North Thanet and to pose any questions you may have in relation to how the government plans for small businesses going forward. On November the 11th, there's a property and construction event, tax saving for developers and those considering property developments. Thursday the 11th of November, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. At this event, we'll focus on tax savings for developers and those considering property development. Also on the 11th of November, but 11:15 to 12:30, Kent Women in Enterprise Virtual Networking. At this event, we'll be discussing all things branding and marketing with Anwyn Cooper of Gretful Marketing. Anwyn has over 20 years marketing experience and will be sharing with us her presentation, Thinking Bigger, How to Increase Your Income and Impact Through More Fruitful Marketing. See what she did there? Tomorrow, manana, Wednesday the 3rd of November, how to boost your time, health and business through your energy management. Busy business owners often put themselves last, work incredibly long hours and neglect their health. The solution to this is to learn to work your business and tasks to your energy management, not the clock. Exactly as Richard was saying earlier. So this is a webinar taking place tomorrow, Wednesday the 3rd of November, 12:30 until 1:30. Next Tuesday, the 9th of November, Creative Insights for Visual Marketing. In conjunction with York Business Week, Jackie Bork, Head of Creative Insights at iStock Getty Images, will explain how to ensure that the visual message your business presents are the right ones, have the desired impact on potential customers, and create the right image for your business. On Monday the 15th of November, 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m, post COP26 Sustainability and Carbon Footprint Reduction Strategy for Kent SMEs. This in-person event will be a workshop and include all networking with small business owners and sole traders. There'll also be an opportunity to discuss electric vehicles and to try out Kent County Council's electric vans for hire. Which is a scheme that Kent County Council are running at the moment where you can get a free electric van. Networking, let's talk technical. Wednesday the 17th of November, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. You're invited to a new virtual networking group focusing on small businesses in the engineering, manufacturing, transport sectors. This is a national network designed to grow your contacts within that sector and give you opportunities to discuss important topics. We meet on the third Wednesday of every month for an hour. Then on Kent Women in Enterprise Virtual Networking on Thursday the 23rd of November, 9:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. Join us for this Women in Enterprise brunch and have the opportunity to promote your business and link up with fellow entrepreneurs in our interactive and engaging breakout rooms. The speaker on this event is Lade Turvey and she'll be talking to us about rebuilding after adversity. All of those events that I've just read out can be found by going to kentbusinessradio.co.uk/FSB. You will find a whole list updated regularly of the FSB Kent and Medway events that are taking place both online and physically. And you will find more detail and links to book your places on all of those. I need to also tell you that Ashford Town Centre support of offering grants to SMEs of up to £10,000 to make your Ashford business improvements to attract more visitors to the town centre. And the grants are available up until the 5th of December. To find out more, go to ashford.gov.uk/business support Ashford Town Centre. That's ashford.gov.uk/business support Ashford Town Centre to find about Find out about £10,000 grants to make your business attractive to visitors to Ashford. And that is the FSB news for this week.
Beautifully read, Paul Andrews.
With a mouthful of ginger.
With a mouth. It was hot, wasn't it?
It was hot. Well hot.
Oh, this is making me hungry because it is, you know, sort of post-business bunker. We have a little, you know, I've got a little boiled egg in my bag. Now, you'd approve of that, wouldn't you, Richard? So it's protein, isn't it? So I scoff it on the way home. I have it in a little jam jar, usually with
the
tomato.
You think she's nice. She's not. She's got a little jam jar with a hard boiled egg in it. I mean, yeah, the women's...
I scoff it on the way home.
The women's a maniac.
But normally I have a little tomato with it, look. See, there he is. Yeah. It's organic as well. But because I go to the good shed after to get our crab and a bit of fish for dinner. And when you go to the good shed, there's also lots of cakes and gorgeous things and your sourdough bread and all this, you know, brownies and everything, cheese. And so if I go in from here hungry, I just would buy those things. But if I have my little boiled egg on the way home, that sort of fills you up, doesn't it? Bit of protein.
It would fill me up, though.
No, you'd have about five, wouldn't you? 10 egg whites or whatever.
Was it Cool Hand Luke?
What, who?
Him.
Boiled egg?
Yeah. Have you not seen that, Cool Hand Luke?
Yeah, that's Steve McQueen, isn't it?
Steve McQueen, yeah. Well, he had to eat all those eggs.
Did he?
Yeah, yeah.
Cool Hand Luke?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I must watch it again. Yeah, I don't remember. Wasn't it a cowboy film?
No. Cool Hand Luke was Robert Redford. Wasn't Steve McQueen.
Oh, yeah. They were gorgeous. Do you know what? I have not found a film star who is as handsome in all these years as Robert Redford.
No.
I mean, he is just... And even now, he's older. If you saw him in The Horse Whisperer, still something about him. And I don't like blonde men. I like dark men.
Did you see Clint Eastwood has just made and directed a new movie? And In it, he's still punching people.
Is he?
He's 90 years of age, and he's still beating people up. You know, it's ridiculous.
Don't you call that a body double?
Probably, yeah. computer generated.
But
graphics.
They don't make film stars like that anymore, do they? I mean, really, Robert Redford. I see. I don't. He doesn't do it for me. He's a bit.
Who's that?
Brad Pitt. I think he looks a bit puggish. I don't get it. Like Robert Redford's got that aquiline nose and those. He's just divine.
I've had a tweet from DG East.
Marvin Gaye.
Sorry to interrupt you.
Yeah.
I had a tweet from DG East that says, "How about a shout out for a hard-working vehicle supplier?
Oh yeah.
Being interrupted by a love-struck greyhound.
little Casey Canine.
Yeah.
If you want to follow the little Casey Canine. That you'll find them, Casey Canine 214. It's 2014, and it's Tales of Little Greyhound.
Mm.
I was talking about being hungry. Two Kent chippies have been listed in a guide of the UK's best one shop in Thanet and another in Canterbury. They've made the exclusive guide to the places dishing up quality fish and chips, and it's Ramsgate's Newington Fish Bar, and they make up one half of the Kent showing, with the eatery adding the accreditation to numerous other accolades it's won over the years, and of course in Wincheap, Marino's Fish Bar has also been awarded. I go by that every time
it's
after here.
It's opposite the petrol station,
isn't
it?
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Traffic from Wincheap is terrible, though. Sometimes I come back that way, and God, it's just like, you know, you just sit there, don't you, at 4 o'clock, 3 o'clock, whenever.
Yep. Absolutely.
Ramsgate is a real food. And I tell you, I took my greyhound, Darcy, to Folkestone. The new husband was sailing, so I took my new best friend to Folkestone. Wow, it's changed.
It certainly has.
It's like a little Brighton.
Yeah, yeah. You know,
it really is.
They've put a lot of effort into it.
Have you been lately?
I haven't been lately. I did see, though, that there's been a bit of a falling out at the Rocksalt.
Oh, tell me the gossip.
Yeah.
I've never eaten
there. What was his name? Sergeant?
Thingy Bob Sargent.
Yeah. He's flounced off.
Has he?
Yeah.
He was the owner?
Yeah, he was, yeah.
How can he flounce off if he owns it?
He's fallen out with his business partner.
Oh, who was his business partner?
I don't know.
Who's cooking?
I've no idea. I don't know. I just heard the rumour.
I went there. I think I went there on a Sunday, and I have to say, Folkestone was very, very busy, but Rocksalt didn't look very busy. I've heard, you know, differing...
I don't know the ins and outs of it. All I know is that I can't remember the chap's first name, but the head chef, Sergeant, who was one half of the business partnership.
Mark, isn't it?
Yeah, Mark Sergeant. You got it, yeah. Okay. Has left Rocksalt.
Flounced.
And they owned a number of pubs like the Marquis of...
Yeah, Marquis of Ackham.
And made a bath in Wye and all that. They owned about five pubs. He's left it all.
Oh.
He's walked away.
oh, it sounds like a you know, big, very heavy thing. But it was lovely to see the individual shops there, and there was a really nice retro shop there with sort of second-hand stuff from the 60s or 70s.
But a creative quarter in Folkestone's lovely, yeah, too.
Well, that's what it was. It was lovely. But I did think, can't they think of something else? It's a bit like creative quarter.
Yeah.
It's a bit obvious, isn't
it? Yeah, it is. But at the top,
I know what they're trying to do.
At the top of the road there is the quarter deck, which was the new theatre and event space there.
Fabulous,
yeah. Which
was great. I was very, very impressed. It was really nice. And there was a market there on a Sunday by the station on the platforms. It was very, very good. Yeah, I think Folkestone might be one to watch.
Yeah, well, luckily, I mean, they're lucky that Roger DeHaan lives locally. Roger was the one of the owners of Saga, and he sold it for a couple of billion quid. And bless him, he's invested a lot of that money back into Folkestone itself. He's redeveloped the Folkestone Marina and Harbour Arm and all the rest of it.
And, of course, the commute to London is under an hour, isn't it?
It is now, because they've got high-speed HS1 link, which has made so much of a difference to so many Kent seaside towns.
Because Whitstable, they still tend to, of a Tuesday night, if I go into London, they chuck us out at Faversham. We have to get a night bus.
Mm.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
So Whitstable's quite slow.
Yeah.
But Ramsgate is also lovely. I mean, there's some really great eateries. You've got the Royal Harbour Hotel, and you've got old Craig Mather, haven't you, with the little front side. And I think Alaturka's opening up there, or is there already.
Yeah. I mean, there's some beautiful buildings in Folkestone as well, some beautiful houses, and some beautiful hotels overlooking the Leas. San Giuseppe's gaff there is really fantastic.
Yeah, I don't know. I heard that the Royal is up for sale.
Where is it?
Yeah, I heard that. And I did hear that it had refugees in it. I'm not sure how true that is, but I might have to mosey down and have a look.
Yeah, I've got mice in my place.
What, as opposed to refugees?
Yeah. I don't know which is worse, refugees or mice. I've got mice. Yeah.
In your house?
Yeah, yeah.
You just need a couple of cats. Just a couple of male cats. Mouses, you want? Not
male cats?
Yeah.
Not female cats?
I think males are better, aren't they? Get a couple of mouses, or maybe a tabby or Ginger Tom, I don't know.
I don't know.
But get a couple of mouses. That's
why'd you look at Elle when you said Ginger Tom?
I don't know. She's not a Tom, is she?
No, she's definitely not.
She's not Ginger.
She's definitely not a Tom, I can say that.
No.
Right. I think that's...
I've no idea what the time is.
It's 14:59.
It's nearly boiled egg time, then.
It's nearly boiled egg
time. I just swallow it whole on the way home while I'm driving, you know, like an ostrich. It's just a case of protein.
I've got nothing to say about that.
The best way to eat them, like, you get most protein.
Yeah, like a little ostrich. Have you ever had an ostrich egg? Oh, my God, they're so huge. We had one in Namibia or somewhere. I can't remember where I was. And it took them an hour to boil it.
Yeah, that's surprising.
And the texture is very different. It's like it's almost like rice. Yeah. I had scrambled egg, ostrich egg. Mm. It was like, right, you couldn't eat that whole.
Yeah. Anyway, enough of that. We've reached the end of the show. I want to say a huge thank you to this week's guest, Mr. Richard Turner of Employees Health, the wonderfully lovely Linda and Elle Cloak from We Do Social Media, my stonkingly gorgeous co-host, Jules Serkin. A huge thank you to Tenterson Chamber of Commerce for supporting the show. We'll be back next week with another Business Bunker show. On Thursday this week, on a Business Bunker Extra show, I'm going to try again with the Rachel Gotto interview, because it didn't play last Thursday.
Oh, what did you do?
I don't know. We had a little hiccup with it, so I'm going to play it this Thursday.
So what did you do instead?
It played the week before show.
Oh, that was nice.
Yeah.
Who was that?
It was Debbie Coolway from Department of Work and Pensions. So, Rachel Gotto, this Thursday, 1 o'clock on the Business Bunker Extra show. We'll be back next Tuesday with another show. See you all soon.
Bye
for now.
Bye.
The business.